Thanks for coming in, everyone. I hope you all have a great week. Oh, and can we not forget to read Psalm 23 for next week? Thank you. Excellent. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you for coming down. It's lovely to see you. Thank you. Are you okay? Yeah? Thursday? Fantastic. Not you, young lady. If you don't mind waiting for a moment, we have some things to discuss. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you simply cannot wait to get home and start reading the verses for next week. Come on. Let's speak in the sanctuary. No, after you. Go on in. Find a seat. Oh. There we are then. Why are you here? No, I'm not being metaphorical. Why are you coming to these meetings? I thought as much. Is preventing your parents from kicking you out the only reason? Look, I don't appreciate your sarcasm, young lady. Well, I suppose lady might be a bit of a stretch. What? No, I didn't say anything. So, if I asked nicely, would you at least pretend to make an effort? What do I mean? Well, let's see if I can explain. Let's start with your attire. No, it is most definitely not appropriate. You're always dressed in the same black clothes with thick makeup and black lipstick. Do you really need to show everyone that you're one of those... Oh, what do you call them? Gothics? Oh, my apologies, goths. But even that isn't really so bad, is it? No. No, nor even the scandalous little fishnets or the black spiky collar. None are appropriate, but still not obviously insulting. No, I'm referring to the satanic pentagram that you wear around your neck and the, quote, tasteless, unquote, upside-down cross tattoo on your leg. Of course, we can only see that because of how short your skirt is. Yes, I was looking. How could I avoid it with the way you... spread your legs every week whenever I gaze in your general direction, and your little smirk leads me to the other problem. Your attitude. Oh, don't even pretend. You mock the other attendees, belittle the scripture, and in general act like a... Never mind. My point is this, that if you want to attend the meetings, you need to be respectful. You need to dress like a regular member of society. You don't need to participate, but could you at least sit quietly? Then everything would at least run smoothly. What would you get out of it? What a selfish girl you are. It's hard to imagine that you're even related to your mother, much less your father. Well, consider this. What happens if I tell your parents that I'm not allowing you to attend anymore because you're behaving like a disrespectful little child? You'd get kicked out, wouldn't you? Your parents are very patient, much more so than me, but they value my opinion so much more than yours, don't they? Why, they'd believe almost anything I told them about you, wouldn't they? Oh, no, I would never lie. I might exaggerate, though. Maybe tell them that you'd been flirting with married men after the session. Or even with me. Oh, maybe you haven't quite flirted with me, but you've teased me. You've flashed your panties at me and made some very lewd gestures with your fingers and tongue. And, of course, you've taken every opportunity to rub up against me. You've been very provocative, haven't you, young lady? Oh, don't pretend to be scandalized. This is what you wanted, wasn't it? Attention. Oh, well, you have it now. And you'd better start taking this seriously, little girl. Excuse me? Are you suggesting what I think you are? That is beyond inappropriate. Why on earth would I do that with you? Oh, I see. I see. You're just teasing me again, aren't you? You know what? Maybe that's just what you need. Maybe. I'm going to give you the hard fucking you're so obviously begging for. Please. It's evident to anyone who sees you that you're a horny little slut. Oh, did I hit a nerve? You dress like the whore of Babylon and behave like a bitch in heat, so that's how I'm going to treat you. Because it's obviously what you need. Satan has made you his concubine, so I'm going to bring you back to Jesus the same way. I'm going to fuck the devil out of you, young lady, and you're going to fucking like it. Take your fucking top off. Now. It's so tight that I can see every detail of your tits anyway. Now isn't the time to get shy. There we are. There will be no running away from this. This is your judgment, you filthy little bitch. It can be bad or worse. Your choice. Are you really acting like you don't enjoy the way I'm manhandling you? You'll have a lot worse than a bruise on your arm by the time I'm done with you. Well, there's an easy way to tell, isn't there? Just let me reach up and... I thought so. You're soaked, aren't you? And you taste so delicious. Back to the matter at hand, though. Take your shirt off. Oh, fine. Have it your way. Oh, I think you enjoyed that quite a bit, didn't you? Your tits are really something rather special, aren't they? No, I will not be gentle. Only the virtuous get gentle, and they feel so good in my hands. Oh, yeah, and was that a moan? Yes. Your denials aren't really believable when you bite your lip at the end of them. No, you want this. You need this. It's the only way to save you. Take your panties off. Do it, or I will, and I won't be gentle. Good. Good girl. Now, turn and face the altar. Bend over. Oh, I see. I see. This is when you choose to resist. Fine by me. To be honest, I love it when a girl puts up a little fight. Are you really surprised that I'd grip you by your hair and force your head down onto the altar? Well, at least part of you seems to like it. I'm not sure that I've ever seen a woman this wet. Is this what you really wanted all along? Well, God provides. Now hold still while I, Is it cold? That's funny. I thought it might burn you a little. Well, it's holy water, of course. We have to make sure that our consummation is right in the eyes of the Lord, and I need to make sure that it gets everywhere. Still taunting me. Even now, you must really want this. Ah, you're nice and tight. And you moan so well for me. I suppose tonight wasn't a complete waste, was it? Shut up. Stop whining and just take it, bitch. Just take it. All of it. I know. Did you think it would be like this? Did you think it would be this hard, this large, this wide? Are you feeling stretched, slut? Oh, yeah. I cast thee out, Satan. Oh, yeah. Shut up. Don't make me... God, yes. Do you feel God's love now, girl? Do you? Do you? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I thought that was what you were doing. Oh, God. You're beautiful when you come. Just one little divine moment in such a field of sluttery. It's amazing. Ah. was refreshing, wasn't it? I can see by your expression that you feel the blessings of Jesus already. No, don't clean yourself up, just get dressed. You can wear one of my shirts home. Bring it back clean. Leave your panties. I'll hold on to them. I want you to feel me dripping down your leg for the rest of the night. It will remind you of your baptism. Do I need to tell you to keep your fucking mouth shut about this? No one will believe you, and we'll both go straight to hell. Now get out. And you know what? I've changed my mind. Dress the same for next week. It makes cleansing you so much more gratifying.